USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making their final pitches. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden have spent Monday making their final campaign stops. At a Pittsburgh rally, Biden accused the president of lying about the impact of the COVID pandemic.
Remember what he said to Bob Woodward, the famous journalist? He went on tape and he said to Woodward, he knew in January how dangerous it was and how many people could die. And he said nothing. He didn't say a thing to you, me, or anybody else.
While President Trump focused on Biden's record on jobs at a Scranton event.
Joe Biden is a globalist who spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure on ridiculous, endless foreign wars. Most of you have never even heard of some of these countries. He shuttered your steel mills. I got them open.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A federal judge has rejected a last-minute suit from Republican activists and candidates to have more than 100,000 votes cast at drive-thru voting locations in Harris County, Texas, thrown out. In his ruling, Judge Andrew Hannon said the suit didn't have the standing to challenge the drive-thru locations in the Democratic-leading county that contains Houston because they did not demonstrate how they were harmed by the voting locations. The suit had argued that the locations violated both Texas and federal law. At least 2 people and 1 gunman are dead and another 15 wounded after a terror attack in Vienna. Authorities say that multiple gunmen opened fire at 6 locations in Austria's capital. Police were able to kill one of the gunmen but are still on the hunt for other suspects. The Austrian army has been called in to guard key points in the city to allow police to focus on their search for the gunmen. Police say they're looking for at least 1 additional gunman. Much of the historic center of the city remains sealed off, while authorities urge the public to shelter in place. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With polls opening in a matter of hours, Tim Berg has some tips for voting in person from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Despite the record turnout for early voting in many states, millions of Americans have yet to exercise their cherished right to cast a ballot. That means long lines will be the norm on Election Day. Standing in a slow-moving line at a polling center certainly raises your risk of catching COVID-19. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the mask you wear is key.
Remember, the masks serve 2 purposes. One is to protect other people from you. So if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, if you have a mask on, you're less likely to expel respiratory droplets that can infect other people. The other purpose is to provide you some measure of protection if, in fact, you're around people who are infected. So if you want a mask to afford you some protection from other people, quality matters.
Massachusetts governor has announced new coronavirus restrictions as cases in the Commonwealth continue to rise. Governor Charlie Baker announced Monday that residents will be required to wear masks at all times in public places, even if they are outdoors or are able to social distance. Baker also issued an overnight stay-at-home order and will limit indoor gatherings to no more than 10 people and outdoor gatherings to no more than 25. The new mandates go into effect on Friday. The governor's office is reporting a 278% increase in confirmed new cases in the state since September, with 1,214 new infections reported on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.